Scientists in Russia have managed to resurrect worms that have been frozen for over 24,000 years in the permafrost in the Arctic. Not just resurrect, the microscopic organism has actually also managed to reproduce asexually after all of these thousands of years. Because of this, many media reports have been referring to these creatures as zombie clones. In this video, let's take a look at the finding, how scientists have managed to awaken the organism's metabolism, how it could sustain itself in deep freeze for so long, and if other creatures have done this before. I'm Sandhya Ramesh and this is Pure Science. Russian scientists found the tiny ancient animal called the Deloid rotifer in soil samples that were taken from the river Alizea in Russia's region of Yakutia in the far north. The Deloid rotifer is a multicellular organism, even though it's microscopic. It is found in freshwater habitats around the world and is known to be able to have the ability to withstand extreme cold. Rotifers are microscopic and near microscopic, and the Deloidea class of rotifers consist of about 450 named species. They have a history of over 25 million years of existence in the fossil record, and they have been reproducing asexually the whole time. So they're also called ancient asexuals. They are well known for their ability to survive dry and harsh conditions by entering a state of dormancy that is desiccated or dehydrated or dry. Studies have shown that the creature can easily survive temperatures of up to minus 20 degrees Celsius for about 6 to 10 years. But this time period of 24,000 years is the longest this creature has survived in the cold. The material was dated to be between 23,960 and 24,485 years old and was recovered about 3.5 meters below the ground. We know that these layers of sediments were frozen relatively quickly after their formation and they have never melted since then. So how do these creatures survive such extreme conditions? They do this by dehydrating themselves quickly and rapidly so that they can avoid getting desiccated or dried up. So they then themselves slow down their metabolism and prepare to enter this dormancy state. This state is called xerosome, where this dried up worm lives and waits until there's enough water to rehydrate and jump back to life. When they are in this dormant state, their body produces protective chemicals as well. The entire process of dormancy is initiated through anhydrobiosis, through which the creature removes water from its own body. The process of desiccation and rehydration is actually much more healthier for these rotifers and makes them live longer than when they are constantly hydrated their whole life. Previously, the stems of some Antarctic moss were successfully regrown from a sample that was over 1,000 years old and had been covered by ice for about 400 years. We also have records of seed tissue that have been preserved in the permafrost for over 32,000 years. About 3 years ago, scientists managed to thaw worms called nematodes from the Siberian permafrost. Two of them were taken from the permafrost and they dated to 32,000 and 42,000 years in age. So those two then became the oldest animals in the world after they were revived. These nematodes from 2018 were found in prehistoric squirrel burrows that had collapsed and frozen. The worms and the ice that they were frozen in were carefully transported in temperature-controlled petri dishes to a lab where they were gently thawed. And when the ice thawed, two female worms out of 300 or so other worms in the samples came out alive, and over the next few days they started to exhibit movement as well as eating. Back to the rotifers. Deloidea are asexual and reproduce asexually. Many asexual creatures are typically driven to extinction because pathogens and parasites that feed on them or hurt them also evolve rapidly and become better at hurting them, and these creatures cannot change their genetic makeup or their genotype fast enough in response. So sexual reproduction offers a way for innate genetic defenses to evolve too, as the parasites also evolve. This is called the Red Queen Hypothesis, named after, of course, the famous Red Queen from Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass. The Red Queen, the character explains in the book, she explains what the Looking Glass land is like, and she says that you have to keep running to just constantly stay in the same place. The Red Queen hypothesis in evolutionary biology also states something similar, that a species has to constantly evolve and adapt in order to survive against ever-evolving predators or parasites or opposing species. The Red Queen hypothesis is thought to be the explanation for the advantages of sexual reproduction, different sets of genes from two different parents. But Deloidea are asexual, and they combat this disadvantage by their dormancy and desiccation and rehydration process. When they go dormant, many of their predators are destroyed during these times of extended dryness. And when they are desiccated, these rotifers, they also blow about in the wind, so they can move geographically across space and time, and thus can establish new populations in newer locations and at different points in time. This helps them escape the Red Queen. Rotifers are also extremely resistant to ionizing radiation because they already have the ability to prevent DNA damage and protect their DNA as well as repair it. So how are these creatures brought back to life when they're thawed from the permafrost? They are simply put in petri dishes and given water and required medium. It's then only a matter of time before they start to rehydrate and start to reproduce asexually or clone themselves. Such findings have implications for research into cryobiosis, the process where a body's metabolic processes are halted or stalled to death-like levels with the help of very cold temperatures. And all of this is for the purpose of preservation and subsequent revival at a later point in time. It's a staple in modern day science fiction too, of course. Humans preserved in deep sleep for several years or decades before they are due to wake up. This theoretical idea also has applications in real life. As we develop space exploration and set off to explore destinations farther and farther away, a point will come when we need to send humans to such distances as well. It is expected that by the time we can design a craft that can travel to, say, the nearest galaxy, we will also have the technology to safely preserve human bodies and tissues so that they can enter a state of deep sleep and wake up closer to the destination. These creatures, they help us understand cryopreservation and the science fiction idea of cryonic preservations. And of course, the findings provide great insight into not just biotechnology, but most importantly, evolutionary biology as well.